Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I'm really thankful for the way that my parents trained me up in the Lord in really practical ways. And so one of the ones that came to my mind immediately when you brought that up is that my parents had me memorize scripture. Now, they also had my sister Ashley memorize scripture. And I don't, sometimes I don't know if parents have the best incentives. My dad offered to pay me money to memorize scripture. He knew that I was monetarily motivated for things in life, even as a kid. But so I don't know if his incentive was right, but I will say this, that the end result was awesome because I ended up memorizing a lot of scripture before I ever left home. For example, I memorized Proverbs 31, which is, it talks about a great woman who fears the Lord, who is worth more than rubies, it says, and who's difficult to find. But she, if she fears the Lord, is to be praised above all other women. And so just as a young, like as an eighth grader, memorizing a whole proverb about the kind of woman to look for has stuck with me. I literally, like with a little refreshment, I could recite it in the next couple hours if I went back and looked at it. And that kind of stuff, it's like if you're talking about a business analogy, the return on investment that you spend with your kids and investing God's word into their hearts is incredible. And one thing my mom did that was awesome is she trained me to pray before I went to sleep. So, Joe, I don't know if when you get to pray with your kids, but the way my mom did it was really special. She would come in before we went to sleep, and she would tuck me in. But instead of just, you know, saying goodnight, she would just say, hey, real quick, what was the pit and peak of your day? And I thought it was a little cheesy, but what she was saying was, you know, what was the best and the worst time that you had today? And so what that did, Joe, was to create an atmosphere of relationship and trust where not only did I answer so that she knew me, but then she would answer and I would get to know her better. And then she quickly translated that relational connection that we had, and then we prayed about those things to the Lord, and then I would go to sleep. So what a great gift that a mom or a father could give to their kids than just to do the pit and peak and then to pray about it. And so those are just real practical ways that my parents invested into me and Ashley.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.